Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With FastGrowingTrees, 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana. That's FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I'm reading some of the bios of some of the people involved in the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. And this is a people-driven event, as I've come to understand it through people I trust in finance. My friend Zach Abraham runs a company called Bulwark Capital Management, and I have him on my podcast once a week, and you can hear his analysis of this at thetoddhermanshow.com. He points to a systemic failure in the people we are hiring to be in high positions, and it makes sense. And in their defense, we have prepped an environment where enormous risk is rewarded without hanging out your own skin. See, there was a time when bankers were liable for big losses if it was fundamentally bad decision making, or in the case of Silicon Valley Bank, as I understand it, a monumentally stupid decision to not have a risk manager or an executive on top of risk management in the States for about 9 months, and then to transfer that job to have someone filling in whose corporate bio, and I want to make sure that we understand the depth of this, her corporate bio is focused upon social justice issues. I'm reading from apparently their website, J.S. Rapaha, it's a hard name to say for me, head of financial risk management and model risk, Silicon Valley Bank UK Limited. This is what is written about her on this website. The phrase, you can't be what you can't see, resonates with me. As a queer person of color and a first-generation immigrant from a working-class background, there were not so many roles for me to see growing up. I feel privileged to co-chair the LGB so-called T plus Q ERG. That should be board or something. It doesn't say that. It is all about her focus raising awareness that women who prefer to have sex with women exist. We know this. In her defense, she is, in a modern sense, the perfect person for risk management. Now, apparently she was heads down on working on a month-long event for so-called lesbian visibility month, because lesbians lack visibility. No one knows they're there. So if she's heads down on that, she's not looking at risk, except for this. She, her existence at this bank is a form of risk management if you buy in to the ESG culture, environment, social justice, and governance. And here's what I mean. That bit of nonsense recalibrated how we look at the health of companies. It took away the mathematical model, that is the observable, testable, falsifiable, rational model of spreadsheets and profit and loss. It took that away and replaced it with feelings. ESG is environment, social justice, and governance, and it replaced it with feelings. So the risk became we might be boycotted if we do not hire people like her. If we do not loudly enough proclaim our thrill at the new sexual and chemical revolution in kids and in others, if we are not sufficiently supportive of that stuff, we might get boycotted. That's the risk. So her existence was her job in that regard. Now, the fact is, fundamentally, there are people who manage money who've looked back at this and said, this never ever had to happen. So the figurehead Biden, He's going to do a form of a bailout, and not the bank, not the shareholders, but depositors who didn't have insurance because they had put in more than $250,000. I want to talk about that in just a second. I want to go to one other person here. Remember I said full circle moments. I was talking about I'm in this radio station where I began my broadcasting career all those years ago. Full circle moment. Joseph Gentile is apparently the chief administrative officer at Silicon Valley Bank Securities. Joseph was also the chief financial officer for Lehman Brothers Global Investment Bank, which ran into a bit of trouble. As you recall, now I'm not blaming Joseph. I don't know what his role was in this. I am blaming the risk manager because it was elemental. You took almost half your $200 billion portfolio. You bought mortgages at very low interest rates. The interest rates were climbing. The best way to explain this, as I've grown to understand it, is this would be like you're in a boat. Like so you're in a 60-foot tall boat and you're down below and you say, hey, the hole is leaking. There's 6 inches of water down there. And the captain says, no problem, we'll just keep going. Yeah, but there's water. Yeah, it's fine, it's just 6 inches. And then you go back down and you say, hey, it's now 60 inches. Yeah, this is a 60-foot boat. We're fine. You go back and then they say it's 6 feet. Like, hey, quit bugging me. Are you going to come back when it's 66 feet? Anywhere along the line, when interest rates went to 3%, 3.25, 3.5, 4%, they could have balanced their portfolio. They could have mitigated their risk. And you know what would have cost them? According to my friend Zach, it would have cost them $1 billion if they bought an instrument called volatility, if they did that. So the big question is, are we going to admit that hiring people to be social justice warriors is not the way to protect the investments of people? It is not risk management. It is not rational. Nor is it fair to them.
I've talked a lot about
that.
The
young woman
Celtic
is entirely unprepared to actually manage risk. But why would she be when she's come out of schools that are making unrational what used to be rational? Math is a very rational thing.
Of the Celtic KSG? Well, like everything that Kel-Tec invents, it created an entirely new class of shotgun. And the one that started it all is the KSG shotgun. It's the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells. And with its dual tube mags, offers a capacity of 12 plus 1. So that's 6 rounds in each tube, plus 1 chambered. If you prefer 2 3/4-inch shells, even better, because the KSG holds 7 plus 7 plus 1. That's 15 shells. You cannot ignore the downward shell ejection either. It makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's brilliant design. See the Kel-Tec KSG up close and personal at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Again, to find out more, visit KelTecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Out of my former state of Washington State, and we had to flee. I couldn't put up with the battle. Had to keep my family safe. And really, families aren't safe there. But dig this. I know that Dana obviously is an expert on firearms. Here's two stories, back to back. Same legislative session. I should give some context. They just tried to pass a bill in Washington State called 1333. And that would have jailed you for wrong speak. So just have that context. They have passed through the House and it's headed to the Senate an assault weapons, so-called assault weapons ban. So they want the gun in your safe, the AR-15. And the AP pretends that's what people are using for all the crime. It's not true. You know that. Same legislative session. They decided to decrease the amount of time that drive-by shooters will spend in prison. And get this. And school shooters, they're doing away with what's called stacking, where if you go murder a bunch of kids, you also get charged with a firearm crime. Now that's no longer served at the same time. That'll get people out of jail, out of prison sooner. Now, I don't know what they're doing on the scissors front, because this is very serious. There's a woman accused of stabbing her ex-boyfriend. He was sleeping. She stabbed him 19 times. And I don't mean to be, awful. But I wonder at what point you wake up when you're being stabbed. And maybe you just can't bring it together that, hey, I'm getting stabbed with scissors over here. 19 times. Now, she said it was a dream, and now she pleads insanity. Now, if this was the state of Washington, the question would be, yeah, but what race is she? Because then that could mitigate everything. In Georgia, a man got crushed to death. He was out stealing catalytic converters. There's an art to this. Now, on the West Coast, people know the art to this. I'm not kidding. They can get a catalytic converter out of your car on the left coast in about 15 seconds. So it might be that they need to do an exchange program. You know, like the PLO and Hamas had done an exchange program with some of the founders of Black Lives Matter Incorporated because they share the same struggle because we're the same thing as Hamas. So maybe there needs to be an exchange program. But yeah, he got crushed in Georgia while trying to steal a catalytic converter. Now, this also, Washington, D.C., it's just functionally up the street from Georgia. It's kind of the same sort of crime theory, which is let it happen. Let the fentanyl flow, but only in some neighborhoods. Do not let it get near the Capitol, nor don't let the crime near the Capitol. You can't have that, although it kind of seeped through this way. There was an attempted carjacking. That's nothing new, but it happened to be within sight of a left-wing mob that was demanding reduced penalties for carjacking. So you would hope, and this is a morbid hope, that maybe some of the people who took their mom and dad's cars to that event, maybe it was one of their cars who got jacked. Because then I can see them running down the street going, no, but we're with you in the struggle. We're with you in the struggle. What are you doing? It's Todd Herman filling in for Dana. And I get it. Guest host stuff. There's lots of place to get Dana to get your fix. You can see Dana live on YouTube, Facebook, DirecTV, Channel 349 via the First TV app. You can also go to DanaLash.com, subscribe to Chapter and Verse, which is her newsletter on Substack, a free speech zone. We need free speech zones. Got to have this. It's Todd Herman filling in for Dana. So the DOJ has been going after a young man for free speech. And I argued with this guy years ago on Twitter. And to be perfectly frank, I didn't find him to be a wonderfully warm or nice human being. I didn't enjoy the exchange. His name is Doug Mackey. He became really, really social media famous under the name The Ricky Vaughn. And he is brilliant at making memes. And at Twitter, he's one of the best. So he made a couple of memes that made fun of Hillary voters, and you'd think that's where it stops. One of these memes, hashtag I'm with her, hashtag go Hillary, is a meme, a picture of a woman and a Hillary sign. It says, avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925. Vote Hillary and be a part of history. And he did a good job of making it look rather official. So Merrick Garland, who is a very dangerous paper bully, and don't let his physical manifestations of weakness fool you, Revolution.news, probably Revolver.news, does a great job of talking about that. And this piece, the DOJ is charging this guy as a stochastic terrorist. They are comparing him to the KKK. They're using, in fact, some of the same law constructs as they use to go after the KKK, to go after a guy for posting memes. They're saying that he violated people's civil rights by posting memes. In their case, the DOJ is relying upon a confidential witness. So certainly Douglas Mackey will get to question that confidential witness, right? No. The DOJ says if they were to let Douglas Mackey's lawyers question that confidential witness, the confidential witness might be made fun of on Twitter. No, that's I'm not kidding. In the Twitter hearings, we talked about that last segment. One of the congressmen said that we need to save the democracy, they call it, by ruining the democracy. We need to save free speech by destroying it. And Hillary Clinton has something interesting to say that's sort of related to this. You'll hear her in clip number 21.
Well, I am hopeful that it continues, Joe, because I think, as we just heard, this is a war of aggression and invasion. The behavior of the invaders has been barbaric, and it really is a war for not just the freedom of the Ukrainian people, although that is first and foremost. It is a war for our values, for what we believe should be the birthright of every person.
The birthright. Well, what a fascinating thing for Hillary to say. The birthright, our speech. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word. We get to speak it. God is pro-free speech, but Hillary's party is most remarkably not free speech, up to and including putting a man in prison for having made a meme. And I would add, number one, it's entertaining, if not somewhat depressing, to see the Mockingbird media turning to Hillary Clinton for advice on fighting foreign wars, at least through proxy, because of her track record, of course, in Benghazi, which is stellar, unless you consult the people who, you know, got killed defending the place. Not as stellar. But it's also remarkable to note what's going on in Ukraine. And I remain torn about this war. I am not a fan of Vlad Putin. I'm not a fan of Zelensky. And in that way, I don't feel like I have a particular big dog in the hunt. And I'm not invested in biolabs. Hunter Biden never asked me to invest. I wouldn't have. Would you? But in that country, they're busily going through and banning specific versions of faiths, Christian faiths and others. They're soaking up the media properties to make them the property of government. Well, I guess maybe that is the values she's talking about. Maybe Hillary's values are different than ours, although we already knew that, didn't we? So let's roll the theme for Florida Man.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Look, in defense of Florida Man, do they still do the thing down there where you can roll up and buy a margarita on the go? Because that might contribute to some of this. There's a guy who decided to get naked and then walk about the city streets, and he looks the way you would expect him to look of a guy who's walking in the streets, which is someone who's had a hard life and is probably under the boot of many, many of the chemicals that, of course, the left wants to flow freely around so our neighbors end up this way. His name is Jason Smith. He's 44 years old. He's walking around naked. And, of course, you're not to do that. So the police stopped him, and he had a very good excuse. And this is solid because they said, where's your ID? I don't know. Where are your clothes? Don't know. Don't know where my clothes are. You have a Social Security name or a Social Security number? No. And that sounds very suspicious because why wouldn't you have that? Then he informed them that he's actually from a different planet. Well, that explains everything. Because in the era of being able to identify yourself out of biology, why couldn't you identify yourself out of your origin or species of origin? Now, I don't know Florida very well, but he later did tell them the name of the separate planet, and it's West Palm Beach. I'd heard that was a nice place. Apparently, it counts as a separate world. There's also this from Florida Man News. A man was arrested. And he stole a bunch of stuff, but it's only $950 worth of stuff. I mean, in the era of big thefts and, you know, our government with big thefts, et cetera, and farmers stealing money from us, et cetera, it's $950. This, I don't even know why this made the news. Well, except for this. It's $950 worth of shrimp and lobster tails. A number of questions arise here. Did you also steal a diesel, you know, freezer truck to store those things in? And would a proper punishment be eat it? Back in the day, one of the proper punishments where I grew up, and I grew up in the North Idaho, Eastern Washington area, so I got some redneck in me myself. Idaho, comma, man. One of the punishments back in the day is, oh, you like to smoke cigarettes. Oh, well, I'll buy you a carton and I'll set you behind this table and I'll sit here and I'll light up every single one of them for you until you get the taste that you don't really like cigarettes much. Now, that's super dangerous and bad, but maybe we could do that here. A Florida stripper was arrested. Now, it's not for taking her clothes off, which I guess you could construe to be a constitutional right. It's a sad one to me. Sad that people do that, and sad that some people have been put in that position. But she got arrested for defending herself by throwing a wad of money at a man. Now, again, God protect people who've put themselves in that position, who've been thrust into that position of stripping for money. But you're throwing the money back at the dude? I don't know that makes a tremendous amount of sense. But then again, we are talking about Florida, comma, man and Florida woman. And I want to balance this all out. by saying there's strange things all around the country. It's not just Florida. I was sharing with Stephen earlier, one of the things we do out here in North Idaho, and you're going to think this is nuts, is we get ourselves all up in bathing suits, and we go down to the river. Now, I'm talking about in the middle of winter, more snow on the ground than you would think. And we walk into the river and we soak for between 5 and 20 minutes in 36-degree water. The day we were doing that, so actually I did it on my own. And shocker, apparently married couple came by with their cell phones looking at photos or something and caught my silhouette in the water alone. And the big concern from the gentleman was, are you alone in there? That was the shock. By the way, if you ever want to come soaking with me, I can't get anyone under the age of 40 to go soak themselves in river water. Very strange.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.